Blog Talk Radio. In a Trial by Fire, read by the author Sherelle Omiika Pidiako Garth. I was in a trial by fire. I was in a trial by fire. It was the Western legal system versus the Kemetic, with Tahuti and Mayotte as my judges. Against those who held grudges, they both played a role in the redeeming of my soul. Their spiritual initiation was what the people appreciated. What qualified them for this position was because they were so efficient. They were both beyond the swaying of emotion. They only revered dedication and devotion. The Western system cleverness was a factor. Just watching these would-be actors. The judges used meditation and prophetic skill against those who would attempt to use their will. After hearing the clever orator of Sebek, which the judges soon learned to reject, I knew I had been falsely accused. Somehow I felt betrayed and used. Tahuti and Mayotte were like Shadrach and Meshach, too bad to go. They were all my heroes, like over in the Exodus before the flames grew hot. Tahuti and Mayotte relinquished me right on the spot. Like Daniel over in the lion's den, Tahuti shut the lion's mouth so he would not sin. And over in Egypt, when Pharaoh sent in his men with a scheme and a plot, both Mayotte and Tahuti cast lot against their plots.
Olafia family, greetings and hotep. You've got your Omiika 7 here. Live coming to you straight from my studio, I'd like to welcome each and every one of you on this break of eve before the holiday of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. I'd like to welcome each and every one of you and ask you to get into the festive holiday season as we continue right on after New Year's to celebrate the King and to acknowledge his presence of humanity. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. I want to invite each and every one of you in the room. And if you're not in the room already and would like to dial in and go into our chat rooms, our number is 646-478-0270. And we are starting a series for Dr. Martin Luther King for the next 2 days, possibly three. And then we'll go right into Black History Month for the month of February. We want to be politically correct and starting on time for February so we can end on time with those 28 days. We know those days will go by rather rapidly, so we're starting early. Dr. Martin Luther King Day here in Indiana is going to be celebrated this whole weekend, possibly starting on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. So we have this 3-day celebration of getting out the information about personalism and the sacredness of human personality. That's right. Dr. Martin Luther King was into human sacredness. Now, I am going to be giving you a series of readings. I have been putting together a one-woman show, and I will be producing that one-woman show throughout this state. Hopefully, I've already been invited to be present somewhere to do my one-woman show, and I do a series of readings, such as Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., Imhotep, also Queen Nzinga, Harriet Tubman, and you've heard me do the Harriet Tubman and Queen Nzinga, and also Imhotep, but tonight I'll be doing the honor of doing Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Wouldn't you know it, ladies and gentlemen, I have spoke for Dr. Martin Luther King on the occasion of a keynote speaker internationally, so I am an international lecturer. However, I'm a storyteller. That is my craft, and that's my MO. I like to get into character, as you know. So I want to be true to my art, and I want to bring you Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. in personalism and sacredness of human personality. And this is coming from Aesop's Heroes and Sheroes series. And one of my favorite friends, Reed Armstead Jr., actually compile this particular series of writings. And it does me honor to be able to reactivate what he wrote and dedicated to his father, John W. Armstead Sr. So bear with me as I go through this, but we want to stop and first honor our higher self. Wherever you are, stand in the position of meditation. Now letting yourself stand with your hands straight up as if you're about to receive, we're going to acknowledge our higher self. We don't want to forget about Oludula Moray. Yes, that's right. Being Buddhist does not mean that it does not mean I don't acknowledge my higher self. There is a force outside of me that's greater than me. Even though God lives within me, I acknowledge the African God, Oludula Moray, because we must be in character with our culture. So let's acknowledge Oludula Moray by pouring libations to Oludula Moray. Let's also acknowledge our mother spirit, Yamenye, by asking her to bring her spirit. And Obatala, by asking him to bring his spirit. I call my mother, Clara Jenkins, in, Robert Jenkins, and I call my ancestors, Eugene Lilly. I call in Tommy P. Harvey. I ask them to join the greater circle. I call in Joe Lewis, and I ask him to knock out oppression so that we can do the doggone thing. I call in Madam C.J. Walker so she can walk that little walk and bring the thing together. I call Nina Simone so she can sing that sweet as good as song that she sings. I wish I knew how it feels to be free. I call in Dr. Carruthers and ask him to bring that academia in. I call on John Henry Clark and ask him to bring us another lecture. I call on Dr. Carruthers and I ask him to bring in that higher level knowledge. I call on my ancestors who are traveling through the middle passage and those who are yet in the miry clay. I call them forward. And if they're still traveling through the middle passage, I pray they make it here and that we ask them if we can stand on their shoulders, because it is their shoulders that we have stood on, it's their backs that we've climbed over. It is the possibility to call the energy frequency forward, even Dr. Martin Luther King to be present here in the room today. I ask that the spirit of Dr. Martin Luther King engulf each and every one of us, and especially mine, as I speak the words that he spoke while he traveled this earth and worked towards eliminating suffering. I call on the spirit of Buddha and ask Buddha to be present here today as he lay out the plan to eliminate suffering. I call on those great ones that will come and stand with us today as we remember the dead, because it is up to the living to remember the dead. As we acknowledge the dead today, we bring their energies here because we know that they cannot die. They are but a frequency that continues to vibrate even to the grave. I call every one of your ancestors back, and if you can remember calling their names out, call their names out one by one. Call their names out, Ethelie Pope, Tommy Pete Harvey, Michelle Harvey, and then call them into being and ask them to be present here today as we inactivate a grand day to acknowledge Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And as we lift up his voice and what he stood for in the sacredness of human personality. Now, this whole series that I will be dealing with is going to be on dealing with self-image, raising your self-image, lifting your self-image, and also using common sense. We want to talk about reactivating the common sense for the children. As we go down the line, the next couple of days, we'll be talking about bullying, what becomes of bullying, how do you raise your self-esteem, and how do you acknowledge yourself and be able to stand without letting someone break your self-esteem. So we'll be talking about that for the younger children. But today we want to address those younger viewers, those older viewers, such as the youth and the adults. Children, if you want to, this is occasion for you as well. Dr. Martin Luther King was here for all of the family. And I'd like to thank you very much. And if any of you are out in the chat room and would like to make your comments, please do write your comments. Leave me your comments. I do read them. I want to take this time to acknowledge all of my followers. I am so fortunate and so privileged to have the followers that I have. I want to take this season to thank each and every one of you, and I will begin to start thanking you personally as I go back to my writing and be able to leave you a little note, but it won't be anytime soon because I'm very busy. But I do want to acknowledge all of those new followers. I say hotep to those new followers, and to those old followers who've been following me for the past 6 years, I say habari gani, and thank you from the bottom of my heart. Thank you for being my friend. I wanna thank you for being my friend. Thank you for being my friend. That's right. I want to thank you. I haven't had a chance to do any singing this year at the new year. I will be doing more of that. As you know, I'm a bit of a character, and getting into character as a storyteller, I love singing and I love the arts. So this is right up my alley to be able to bring you an orator from a perspective of a noted keynote speaker and an elegant, outstanding orator, Dr. Martin Luther Jr., Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. I hope I can do him justice. And thank you so very much for joining me this evening. And I hope you'll stay for the next couple of days. We will be doing Harriet Tubman as a one-woman show. As you know, I was nicknamed Moses from some of my friends in Milwaukee. They gave me the name Moses and Harriet Tubman, so I wear that title from earning that title through working with advocacy and teachers and parents. So I will be doing the Harriet Tubman again and the Queen Nzinga and Imhotep, and I've now added Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and Malcolm X, because Reed Onstad compile the learning and materials that I'm about to read. He was a reader. He came to our class and urged us to read his materials. And I've gotten so engulfed into Aesop's heroes and sheroes that I'm learning them by heart. Now, don't expect me to read them verbatim from memory. I will be reading from a prompted book. So I will have to raise my voice and try to put my personality in it. So bear with me as I do this evening. And I want to stop and thank Blog Talk for allowing us to be on the show and during this particular season and holiday of the celebration of Dr. Martin Luther King. To his family, I want to acknowledge you, and I want to thank you in Atlanta, Georgia, for what you're doing to continue to perpetuate the spirit of Dr. Martin Luther King. May he live on forever in the hearts of all of the children and the families. And I'd like to begin to start to read you a poem, and it's called If. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. understood well that true character is tested character, that through the issue of life, are we defined as a mature man or woman, and that character traits such as faith, fortitude, determination, and perseverance are weapons that we wear against the spin of killers, despair, and hopelessness in our greatest and most sacred effort to give birth to hope. Below are the questions and issues of life, and if you will be successful, if, is the title of the poem, if. If you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you, if you can trust yourself when all men doubt you, but make all allowance for their doubting too, if you can wait and not be tired by waiting or being lied about, don't deal in lies, or being hated, don't give away to hating, and yet don't look too good nor talk too wise. If you can dream and nor make dreams your master, if you can think and not make thoughts your aim, if you can meet your triumph and desires and treat those two imposters just the same, if you can bear to hear the truth you've spoken, twisted by cards to make a trap for fools, or watch the things you give your life to broken, and stood and build them up with wormed out tools, just wormed out tools. If you can make one heap of all your winnings and list it on one turn of pitch and toss, and lose and start again at your beginning, and never breathe a word about your loss, if you can force your heart and nerves and sins to serve your turn long after they are gone, and so hold on when there is nothing in you except the will, which says to them, hold on, hold on. If you can take or talk to crowds and keep your virtue, or walk with kings nor lose the common touch, if neither foes nor loving friends can hurt you, if all men count with you, but none too much, if you can fill the unforgiving minute with 60 seconds worth of distance run, yours is the earth and everything that's in it, and which is more, you'll be a man, my son. Rudyard Kipling is who the poem is by. Now, I'd like to start by welcoming you once again. My name is Omiinka 7, and I am the host of Oracle's Reading by Omiinka 7. We've changed our name from Care to Read to Oracle Readings by Omiinka 7 because we have intended to deal in the spirit realm, to allow the spirit to reign, and to basically bring you the Oracle Readings for the year. Now, we do still intend to bring you some Oracle Readings this year for the nation. And I'm just going to tell you that when you speak clairvoyantly off the top of your head, you can very well do a clairvoyant reading without a medium. And just looking at the energies and frequency of this day and time, I can tell you that good times are ahead for those lowliest of spirit, those who have been downtrodden. The good times are ahead. I want you to lift your head up and keep your head up, because it is our time now to rule and to get into position for rulership. We are the gods, and I've told you that we have the Buddha spirit growing up in us, and that we're not necessarily the Buddha, but we've allowed the Buddha spirit to grow up in us, which allows the God to cooperatively work together with us on one accord. And as that God works with us, we don't have to look out in the atmosphere and space for God to come here on earth, to come down and do anything for us. We know that what we do, we collaborate with the God that lives within us. So we take on the Buddha spirit. Not to forget about our culture, of course. We still acknowledge Oludulu Ware as our father, and know that we are Africans, and know that we have a history and not just a heritage. And you must incorporate your culture in every aspect of your religious life. You cannot take on another man's culture nor his religion and reactivate it as if you have done a transparent, you've actually taken on somebody else's culture and spirit. Your body will reject it because it's not you. So it's important to be yourself. Of all things, I ask you to be yourself. If you're African American, then be African. The question today is to be or not to be African. You don't have to wonder if you're going to straighten your hair or curl it the next day. Just be yourself. And to be African is to allow everyone else to be themselves, because we know all civilization was manifested through Arcadia land. And if you don't know what that is Africa. And the name has been changed from Arcadia land to Africa. So it's a grand thing to know that you're from a great, great heritage, and to be able to disrespect a great heritage in lieu of embracing somebody else's culture, it is quite hideous. And that's why I tell you, self-esteem is very important for your image to rise up to the occasion, not to be proud and arrogant, but to know who you are and to love yourself and to know that you don't have to be playing second fiddle to anyone, because you can find yourself in high places where Lucy was found and Dignish was found, and the bones of each of them were discovered, meaning that your ancestors have lived in high places, so you've always been here, African-American, and they don't know a time when you weren't here. So pick up your image, your self-image, and don't be a fool, and start watching what you do and realizing that people are looking for you so that they can mimic their lives after. Don't be a follower, but be a trendsetter. That's what Dr. Martin Luther King would have wanted you to be. Now, let's get on with our topic today. Martin Luther King Jr., personalism and the sacredness of human personalities. Join me as I do the orator of reading his story. Listen, can you hear the eternal voice that sounds and reminds you of the sacredness of your personality? The voice that urges you to believe in yourself, the sacredness of your brother, your dreams and your ideas. Do you know how important idea, faith, and beliefs are? If anybody ever said anything about me, Martin Luther King Jr., I want them to say that I had faith so strong and conviction so deep that I put my ideas into action. I want them to say that as the son of the grandson and the great-grandson of black preachers, Martin Luther King Jr. trusted unquestionably in the ideas and infinite reality of God. I want them to say that Martin Luther King Jr. believed resolutely in the sacredness of human personality. And I want them to say that when the call came, Martin Luther King Jr. answered and remained true to his God and to his country and to his people. The call came once in December of 1955 when Miss Rosa Parks was arrested in Montgomery, Alabama, because she wouldn't give up her bus seat to a white man. A few days later, I was elected president of the Montgomery Improvement Association, and we soon organized a boycott against the bus company. No blacks would ride the city bus for more than a year. I thought about why we were doing this and how we could accomplish it. I thought about my faith, my beliefs, and all the ideas I learned and read and studied. I thought about why we can't wait, why we must take this stride together toward freedom. I concluded that the moral laws of the cosmos makes every human being an heir to the legacy of dignity and worth. By virtue of birth, every human being is a child of God and is related to him as a son to a father. The worth of a person does not reside in the degree of intelligence, background, or social status. I realize that there comes a time when the cup of endurance runs over. There comes a time when people must lay down claim to their community and personal personality. There comes a time when people must fight against the generation and generating sense of non-bodies. Then was the time, because the spirit of the people and the zest and the spirit of the time became inexistible and intwinable. I thought about the history of America, of Greece, of Rome, of Africa, and the world. I knew it was a historical fact that freedom is never voluntarily given by the oppressors. It must be demanded by the oppressed. Yet I knew that the oppressed people cannot remain oppressed forever. They cannot remain oppressed. I thought about the great philosophers. I thought about the philosophers of Jesus Christ. I thought about the people who had influenced my life, Howard Thurman, Benjamin Mays, and my professors, my father, and so many more. I thought about what many of these people said about just and unjust laws. And laws that uplift human personality is just, and laws that degrade human personality is unjust. An unjust law is no law at all. One has not only a legal, but a moral personality to oblige just laws. Convertingly, one has a moral responsibility to obey unjust laws. One has a moral responsibility to disobey unjust laws. How do you disobey unjust laws? I thought about the method Gandhi used in South Africa and India, nonviolent direct social action. However, nonviolence action is not for cowards. It is for those who have faith enough to believe in the power. You must rely on the faith and the soul forth and the reliance and the creative energy that makes you able to withstand anything. Faith can give us courage to face the uncertainable of the future. Do you think I'm a dreamer? I'm no dreamer. I am a man. I'm a man of faith with vision for the future. By the power of faith, I know that sooner or later, all the people of the world will have to discover a way to give together in peace. Man must evolve for all human conflict, a method which rejects revenge and aggression and revenge, retaliation. The foundation of this method is love, love, love is the guiding principle which unfolds personalities and humanness. By virtue of love, the greatest things of all, God fulfills his purpose. I am a true believer in love, in the Christian ethics, and in the American ideal of a holy commonwealth. I am a true believer in the one day a beloved community will be a reality, because God cannot lie and he must fulfill his purpose. If I die before I believe this, then so be it. For true believers, even if they become merited, even if they realize that death is inevitable and immense, as I do, death has no reliance. If a man hasn't found something he is willing to die for, his life is not worth living. I don't mind dying because I've been on the mountaintop and my eyes have seen the glory. My eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. Find love. Believe in yourself. Believe in the sacredness of human personality. The transformed non-confirmation. Since I spoke with you last, I've been contemplating. I know that now in the course of world events, man must recognize his humanness and dare to be different from the rest by transforming himself into a non-conformist, not going along with the crowd. Sooner or later, we must reflect. Look inside ourselves and ask the question, who am I? What am I? What manner of man am I? How will I manifest the sacredness of my personality? How will I appreciate the sacredness of my brother And will I be one of the crowd, or will I be different from the rest? I being different is the right and just thing to do. We all must do this in order to strive toward a beloved community and to avoid sure destruction. We must make a choice. Will we continue to march to the drums of the conformity and respectability, or will we listen to a more distant drum? More distant drum, move to its echoing sound. Marching to the more distant drum means self-reliance. As Ralph Waldo Emerson once wrote, "Whosoever will be a man must be a nonconformist. We must develop a thought and a tough mind and a tender heart and above all, the strength to love. By reaching into and beyond ourselves and trapping the transcendent ethics of love, love, we shall overcome the evil of racism, poverty, and war. Love, truth, and the courage to do what is right should be our guidepost on this long life journey. I, Martin Luther King Jr., have reached inside myself and decided to be a triumph of consciousness, a drum major for social and economic justice and for peace. Many people fear nothing more terribly than to take a position which stands out sharply and clearly from the prevailing opinion. The tenderness of most is to adopt a view that is so ambitious that it will include everything. So it will include everything popular that it will be included everybody, not a few men who chew lawfully and nobly ideas, hide them under a bushel. For fear of being called different, I'm not afraid to be different. If being different means doing what is right and what is just, this hour in history needs a dedicated circle of transformed, non-transformers. Why? Because the whole world is in chaos, which is sacred and deceived by racism, poverty, and war. Our planet teeters on the brink of atom annihilation, dangerous passions of pride. Hatred and selfishness are enthroned in our lives, true lives of spat on the rough hills of the nameless calvaries, and men do revere before false gods of nationalism and materialism. Racism is also a false god, in the words of Dr. George Kinsley. Racism is a faith. It is a form of idolatry. In my own view, racism is a philosophy based on contempt for life. It is the ignorance and assertion that one race is the center of value, an objection of devotion before which other races must kneel and submit. America is deeply racist in democracy, in falsehood, and in both economically and society. The Black Revolution is more than a struggle for the right of Negroes. It is forcing America to face all the interrelated flaws, racism, poverty, materialism, and militarism. It is exposing evils that are rooted deeply in the whole structure of our society. It reveals systems, and rather than superficial cause that suggests that racism, reconstruction of society itself, is a real issue to be faced. It is time to get our house in order and to join to become a community of men and individuals, not starting living until he can raise above the narrow confines of his individuality, concern to the borders and concern of all humanity. One of these borders concern is the poor. All too many of these who live in affluent America ignore those who exist in poor America. And doing so, the affluent Americans will eventually have to face themselves with the question, how responsible am I for the well-being of the confronted and the issues of poverty in America throughout the world? As long as there is poverty in the world, I can never be rich. As long as diseases are rampant and millions cannot expect to live, I can never be totally healthy. I can never be what I ought to be until you are what you ought to be, because we are independent and true autism is needed to right the world, rid the world of racism, poverty, and war. Then we can attain peace and be loved community. We can be loved in a community. All truth and regard for and devotion to the interests of others, universal autism and needed within regards to race, nationalism, creed, and color. True autism is a capacity of sympathizing. It is love in action. It is loving your neighbors and yourself and the joy and inner peace we find them doing, this making life worth living. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to thank you for listening to that segment of Dr. Martin Luther King's speech. And as you know, he had many speeches, and he talked about many things. He says, if we assume that life is worth living and that man has a right to survival, then we must find alternative to war. We must see the peace and representation of a sweeter music, a cosmic melody that is far superior to the discourse of war. The past is in the past, and assert loudly that the wars are poor examples, carving and peaceful tomorrow. The things we must be concerned about if we are to have peace on earth and goodwill toward men is the nonviolence affirmation of the sacredness of all human life. Every man is somebody. I had to cry out against the. He cried out against all of these things, he says. And I want to say to those that are listening, Dr. Martin Luther King had many speeches, and I wonder if he sounded upon deaf ears during his time. But we like to say, for the record, that Dr. Martin Luther King left a vision behind for us, and hopefully we can all remember that his vision is for to have one world peace, and we hope that we can do that. As the youngsters come together, let's come together. I like to say Odabo and Pitch. Yes, and give you what you
need. I said to you, boy, I can love you and give you what you need. Thank you.
I hope you followed us all the way through that journey. Come and join us again this weekend. We should be back on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. We're going to try to carry this whole thing out for the celebration of Honorable Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Thank you so very much for following me, and I hope you've enjoyed the reading of the orator of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., on personalism and the sacredness of human personality. Tomorrow we'll be reading from either Imhotep or Harriet Tubman or Queen Nzinga or Malcolm X. You want to join us during that reading. It's going to be earth-breaking, and we'd like for you to call in and to come in and listen. Oh, dabble, and baba booey to y'all.